Blog Talk Radio. Started reading the Bible, 2010. Look, read Jeremiah chapter 10. Let me read it for you all. Chapter 10, verse 1, Jeremiah. Chapter 10, verse 1, reads, "Hear ye the words which the Lord spaketh unto you, O house of Israel." If you don't know, we are the house of Israel. And another group of people are lying and saying that they are. But those people like Israel and those people that are in that land know that they are lying. Listen, they are not, they are K-H-A-R-S. Let me read this in the book, in the Bible, chapter 10. I got up late. I didn't get up late, but I was doing something else that took my mind away from what I had to do at 11 o'clock, and I have a minute to go. Here, "Hear ye the words which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed." That means to be horrified or shocked. "Do not be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, for they are dismayed at them." I want you to read this about this Christmas tree. "For the custom of the people are in vain." That means useless or worthlessness. "One cuts down a tree out of the forest, the work of his hand, the work of an axeman, with an axe, and decked it with silver and gold, and fastened it with a hammer. It cannot move. The upright of the palm tree, it speaketh not. They must be mourned because they cannot go, because they are, be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is they cannot do good to them." So, sheep, follow me or join me this Friday. Hopefully, I will not get involved in doing something else as I was today. I sincerely apologize to my Father in heaven and to you, sheep. I am about being honest about my Father's words. I have read to you about Gideon and the Midianites. So, you know, you can read chapter 8 again. You can follow that. It's already read. So next time, sheep, if it's my Father's will in heaven, I think it's his will, because he reminded me, I was sitting up doing something else just a moment ago, and he reminded me that I'm supposed to do this program. I had totally forgotten, and I sincerely apologize. Catch me this Friday at 5 p.m. on the Feed My Sheep show. I sincerely apologize to all you sheep. God loves you, and I love you too. And forgive me, because my Father in heaven will forgive me. See you next time.